Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tes. We're here four lines down by the Mishnah. Mishnah we've quoted, I'm not sure if we quoted this Masechta, but definitely in other Masechtos in Seder and Seder Moed. Mishal Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shulcha, if someone doesn't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, so Chagig is Kol HaRegel V'Yom Tov Achron Shulchag. He's allowed to bring the Karban Chagiga the entire Yom Tov, right, the entire Chol HaMoed, and on the last day, i.e. and on Shmini Atzeres, the Chiddush being that Shmini Atzeres is not actually part of Sukkos. Of our regal volochag, but if Sukkos passed, right, and there was, he did not bring the korban chagiga, so then inu chayv b'achri, so he's not chayv to bring it, meaning he blew it, he can no longer bring it. And all is anemar, but this says, muvas lo yuchal litkon, or litaken, litkon, I think, v'chashon lo yuchal limanos, right, something that is bent, it cannot be straightened, and something that is lacking, right, cannot be counted. We're going to talk about that pasuk in a minute. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer Ezu Muvas. What is that pasuk referring to? Sheinu Yochel Itaken. What does that mean? Something that is bent, something that is not straight, that can't be straightened. Zehabala Erva Rabbi Holi Bimenu Mamzer. Someone who Rachman al Islam sleeps with one of the forbidden relatives, right, and then has a Mamzer. Right, and Tomar, because if you tell me the Begone Vigozel that is talking about when you, something you steal, so Yochel Hu Lachziro Vitaken. What do you mean? You can fix that, you can just give it back. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, "In kar muvas el mishahayim etukan betchila benisaves." We only call something bent or not straight if he originally was straight, i.e., meaning, and then it became bent. So, i.e., veza, what's that? That tamachacham a parshman at Torah. That's talking about. No, that pasuk is talking about a tamachacham who left the darchi at Torah. That's what we're talking about. In the scenario here, that's the mashmos of the pasuk is. So the Gemara says, first of all, Manan immediately, how do you know that you can bring the Karban Chagiga, right, first thing we said in the Mishnah, you can bring the Karban Chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon B'Shmo, right, Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Shal Pesach, V'Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Shal Chag. Right, you have Xeris Shava Atzeres Atzeres from the last day of Pesach to the last day of Sukkos. Now, obviously, it says the word Atzeres by Shavuos as well. Again, the Gezeres Shava here is from the seventh day of Pesach to the last day, which is really the eighth day of Sukkos. Malhalon Tashlumin, Afkalon Tashlumin, just like on Pesach, you can bring the Karban Chagiga on the seventh day, because that's all one Yontif, right? The seventh day of Pesach is, halachically, is Pesach. So do over here, right? Even though Shmini Atzeres is his own holiday, right? You can still bring the Karban Chagiga from Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara just points out that Mufne means that Gzeres Shava, usually when we connect Gzeres Shava, those words have to be available for darshaning out. If those words are used for something else, right, usually the Gzeres Shava is not as strong, and then it's subject to logic. But if it's mufne, if it's panui, if it's open, if it's free, if the words are available, so then it's a rock solid Gzeres Shava. And the Gemara says it must be that it is a rock solid Gzeres Shava, because the lo mufne, because if it wasn't, the ikel mifrach, you could have knocked out that comparison, that logic, between comparing the last day of Sukkot and the last day of Pesach, because Ma'ala Shvi Shal Pesach Shekein Ein Chaluk Mishilafanov Tomer B'Shmi Shal Chag Shechaluk Mishilafanov. As we pointed out, right, the seventh day of Pesach, right, is no different than the third day of Pesach. It's still Pesach, but Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkot. So again, theoretically, you would not have connected the two. So then the Gemara says Loi, and yeah, and for sure that Afnuy Mufne, it definitely isn't available. Right, it is an open Gzeres Shava, meaning a rock solid Gzeres Shava. Because Michti my Atzeres, because what is the meaning of the word Atzeres? Right, Atzur, you should stop. Right, Batzias Malacha by do Malacha. I have the public says, Aksid the public already says Losasa Malacha. Right, you shouldn't do Malacha. So Atzeres Dikhtas of Rachman Alam Ali. So what do you need the word Atzeres for? So Elash Mamin Alefni. It must be that you have this Gzeres Shava to connect the two to show that you can bring the Korban Chagiga or an On Shmini Atzeres. The Tana, Maisi de Mahacha. Tana learns that halacha from a different drasha. The Tana is learned in the Braisa, Vachagusem, also Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim, right? You're talking about Sukkos. You have a Chag for Hashem 7 days. Right? You might have thought you could bring the Korban Chagiga, you should bring the Korban Chagiga all 7 days, right? Because again, the Pasuk says, Vachagusem, also Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. You should Chag, using the word chag as a verb, you should chag for 7 days. I.e., you might have thought that you should bring the korban chagiga 7 times, right? On one on each day. So tamalo, whatever the pasuk says, oh so. No, you bring one. It. You bring one korban chagiga. Oh so, tachogig, vieta, chogig, kol sheva, and you only bring it once, you don't bring it the entirety of the 7 days. But in came lama nemar sheva. So why then, okay, so we know how long Sukkos is, why then do you have to tell me Right, you have the Chag of Samos, so Chag Shivas Yomim. So the Tashlumen to tell me that all those other days are Tashlumen. You can if you miss it on the first day, right? You can do it as Tashlumen, as to pay back, right? To kind of you can bring it for those 7 days, right? Because even though you missed the first one, sheim lo Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechog V'Holech Es Kol Regel Yom Tov Achron Shel Yom Tov Achron. And how do you know you can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres, right? You can bring the Korban Chagiga, the Holy Yontov, and even Shmini Atzeres. In the 7th month, Tachogu, you should Chag, you should bring the Korban Chagiga, Oso, on it. Right? So, Iba Chodesh HaShvi, the Gemara says, well, if you would have just had the words of Chodesh HaShvi, Yochol Yehe Chogig V'Holei HaChodesh Kulo. You might have thought if you just had the words of Chodesh HaShvi, you could bring the Korban Chagiga the whole month. As a Tamalomar, oh so, therefore the Pasuk says, oh so, etachag, yetachag, chogeg, chutalo, you can only bring the Korban Chagiga on it, i.e., on the Chag, on the holiday, and not afterwards. Okay, so that's how we learned that you can bring the Korban Chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara now says something we've again referenced before, the Masechta, my Tashlumen. How do you do Tashlumen? What is this halacha of Tashlumen, of making up for a Korban Chagiga that you missed on the first day? So, Rav Yochanan says Tashlumen LeRishon. Rav Oshia Amar Tashlumen Zelaza. Right, depends. Is it Tashlumen LeRishon like Rav Yochanan said that it's the first day is the chiyuv, and if you miss the first day, then you can bring it the rest of the yontif, or is there a new chiyuv each and every day? The Gemara says, "My binaya, what's the difference?" Right, well, that seems to be arbitrary. So Amar Rav Zera, Chiger Biyom Rishon Mishpasha Biyom Sheni Iga Beinayu. Right, again, we had this before that if this person is lame on the first day, right, he can't bring the Korban Chagiga, can't come, right, all the regal, and then it gets better. So, and he shows up to Yerushalayim on the second day. So, what do you do? So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumen LeRishon, right, that Tashlumen, right, all of, you know, bringing that Korban on the fifth day or whatever, is only to compensate for not bringing it on the first day. So, therefore, right, Kevin Delochazi Biyom Rishon, since he wasn't fit, he wasn't able to bring the korban, wasn't chayiv in the korban on the first day, so therefore lo chazi b'sheni, he's not able to bring it the rest of the yontif. He's not able to bring it on the second day, because again, he's just making up for his missed chayiv on the first day. And if he wasn't chayiv in the first day, because he hurt his leg, he couldn't walk, so then he's not chayiv the rest of the yontif. Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, no, tashlum is al azeh, and afagav de lo chazi b'rishon, chazi b'sheni. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, there's a new chiyuv every single day, so therefore, even though he missed the first day, so he has a new chiyuv that comes up the second day, and now, right, he's going to bring the Korban Chagiga. Right, they ask the Shaila a lot with, when it comes up with, like, it's a bar mitzvah boy, let's say, for example, becomes a famous question, bar mitzvah boy hits a bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, right, or someone, for example, let's say someone converts. Right, so what's the deal? Someone converts in the middle of Sukkot, or someone converts in the middle of Sfira. Right? So what do you do, right, with counting Sfira? Sfira is a continuation. Do you start counting, right, from the day you convert, from the day you turn bar mitzvah? Right, and so too over here, if someone converts on the fourth day of Sukkot, like what do you do? Do you bring the Korban Chagiga or not? So maybe you want to be something there. This will be relevant. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that it's all Tashlumen the Rishon that you can bring the Korban Chagiga the rest of the yontif? That's based on missing the first day. Rabbi Amar Chizkiya said, "Okay, so that's a little bit of background. A person who's a Nazir, right, this is going to get a little bit random here. We're going to ask two questions on Rabbi Yochanan, one from Nazir and one from Zav. So the halacha by a Nazir, and both of them have similar halacha. You'll see in a second, but you just have to know the background. A Nazir." After he's done with his Nazirus, with however long it is, so he has this process. He has like this 7-day process to become Tahor. And the 8th day, now he brings Korbanos. Right? And that 8th day he brings Korbanos, and then he's good to go. If a Nazir becomes Tameh during his Nazirus, let's say he says he's going to be a Nazir for a year. So if he becomes Tameh during the year, he has to start again. Right? He has to, it gets messed up. Let's say he became Tamei, right, on the 7th day of his Tara process, or the 8th day of his Tara process. And this is the key point. Did, when he was going to finish, again, when the Nazir finishes year-long Nazirus, he has a 7-day process to become Tahar, the 8th day brings the Korban. If he becomes Tamei, in between that time, right, let's say we're going to talk about the 7th day, or the 7th night, meaning the night after the 7th day, into the 8th day, question is, when did he become Tameh? Because the Tumah, as they say, shters, it messes up the Nazirus. question is if he's chayev in two korbanos or one korban. Meaning, did he complete his set of nazirus? If let's say he was nazir for a year, then he had 7 days, and then he became tameh. Right? Does he have to bring two sets of korbanos or one? Meaning, for sure he's going to have to observe another nazirus. The question is it one long nazirus, or did he finish a nazirus? Did he finish one nazirus? Did he become a chayev in the korbanos? And now, since it became tameh again, he has to do another nazirus, but he's going to bring another set of korbanos afterwards. So that's the question over here. That's what Chizkiah says. That if, like, again, he's finishing the 7 day process, right, and of the Tahara, it becomes tameh, right, on the 8th day, right? The question is whether it's at night or during the day in a second, that you see. Nitma b'yom, if it became tameh during the daytime of the 8th day, meaning, and his chiyuv to bring the korban already hit that morning, so then maybe he brings the korbanos both for the first nazirus and for the second subsequent nazirus, which he's going to do, because again, his tuma messed up his count, he has to start again. But b'laylov, if he became tameh at night, meaning the night of the 8th day, so then enove, maybe, then he does not bring korbanos for the first tuma, because his chiyuv to bring a korban didn't hit yet, because korbanos were only brought during the day. So then we're going to view it as one long nazirus. He's only going to bring one set of korbanos. And here's the kicker, Rabbi Yochanan says, af b'laylov enom nami maybe. Even if he becomes tameh at night, he also brings korbanos both for the first tuma and for the second tuma. We assume, right, that the first tuma, the first nazirus is done, and therefore he has to bring, right, those korbanos. I mean, even though he's not actually chayiv in the korban, right? Even though he's not actually chayiv in the korban yet, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's going to say that you have to bring the korbanos, right, for not being able to bring the first korban. Right? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that even though technically the time to hit the korban, the chi of korban didn't hit yet, but since he became tamei and he was unable to bring those korbanos, so therefore he has to make it up when he goes through the second process. He has to bring the second set of korbanos and the first set of korbanos. Meaning, even though he was potter from the korbanos because he was tamei, he still has to bring them. So that contradicts what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that if a guy is potter on the first day, he does not have to bring the Korban Chagiga on the subsequent days. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, Shani Tumah is different. Right? It's one thing if the guy was lame, right? So before, right, he was a Chigiga, he was lame, and then he got better. That's one thing. But Tumah is different. Why? The Yishlo Tashlumen Pesach Sheni. Because we see that this is a concept of Tashlumen by Tumah. In another context, by Pesach Sheni, we see that if someone's tummy on the first right Pesach Rishon, right, we did him Pesachim, right? He's bringing Pesach Sheni, he brings the Korban Pesach Sheni. So you see there's a concept of making up for missed korbanos when you were tummy, so that's so therefore that's different. Now Maskav, Rav Papa says, one second, hold on. Hanichalamanda Amar Pesach Sheni Tashlumin the Rishonu. Right, that's only good according to the one who says that Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin for the first Pesach. Elamanda Amar Regel Ulamanda Amar Sheni Regel Bivne Asmahu. Right, Ma'iklamingar. But according to the one who says that Pesach Sheni is its own chag. Meaning it has its own chiyuv of korban pesach, right? That's not based on the first one. So then, ma'ik lamimar. That's a gemara. That's a machlokas m'sakim. Again, obviously, nafkamin, as we mentioned earlier, is that someone who becomes someone who converts in between pesach rishon and pesach sheni, right? Does he bring a korban pesach on pesach sheni or not? Someone converts in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So does he bring pesach sheni? Does he bring korban pesach? So according to the one who says that pesach sheni is tashlumin for the rishon, fine. So you see, there is a concept of making up a korban that you missed because of tumah, right? By pesach rishon pesach sheni. But according to the one who says that pesach sheni is its own chiyuv of korban pesach, so that doesn't, you don't see a scenario where tuma is, you have a concept of tuma of tashlumin by tuma Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So Allah Rav Papa, because Rabbi Yochanan Laila Enos Mechuzer's mind. So Rav Papa learns that halacha of Nazir differently, and he holds that. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that you have to bring two sets of korbanos if you became tameh on the night of the 8th day after your 7 day Tahara process for being a Nazir? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that the chiyuv to bring the korban kicks in at night. Not during the day when you can actually bring the korban. You're not allowed to bring the korban at night, but the chiyuv to bring the korban already kicks in at night. So if the chiyuv to bring the korban already kicks in at night, so then you already chayav to bring the korban when you became tameh the second time. or when you became Tamei the first time, and even though that wrecks your initial Nazirus, you were already Chayav in the Korban, therefore you have to bring two sets. The Gemara says, the problem with that is that that seems to be against what Rabbi Yochanan holds by a similar case of Zov. Now, again, this is complicated, but again, it's the same concept, just a different aspect of halacha. The halacha of Zav is that if a person sees one emission, then he's what's called a Balkari. If he sees two emissions, then he's a Zav, and he has to count Shevin Akiyim, he has to count seven clean days, right? Like we said, a seven-day Tara process. And if he sees three emissions, then he has to count 7 days and bring a korban on the eighth day. So now with that little background, the meal of Rabbi Yochanan Haki. The Rabbi Yochanan really say that the chiyuv to bring the korban hits at night. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Ra'akas balay l'shtayim b'yom. And if a person sees, again, let's say after the seven-day process to become tahor from Zav, if he sees one emission at the night of the eighth day and two during the day, so then maybe. Then he's going to have to bring two sets of korbanos for Zav, one for the first and one for the second, because again, the chiyuv to bring the korban hit already. When again we combine the re'iyah that he saw, the emission that he saw at night, and the two that he saw during the day. If he became a Zav again, if he saw those two emissions before he had the opportunity to bring the first korban. Well, obviously he didn't because he was Tamei, because he saw the first emission at night. So since he wasn't able to bring that first korban for the first ziva, he's going to have to bring two sets of korbanos. Shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, but if he saw two at night, one during the day, then ino maybe that he doesn't bring the second set, and we assume right, that it's one straight set of zav, and he only brings one set of korbanos. And if you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the time to bring a korban, right, kicks in at night, the chiyuv to bring a korban kicks in at night, maybe. But he should also have to bring the korban if he saw two at night and one during the day. So the Gemara says, "Kikamar Rabbi Yochanan, the Dibrei Omer Laila Mechuzer Zman." Rabbi Yochanan is simply talking about the guy who holds. Right in that case, he's only talking within the Shita that the guy who holds that Laila is not when the korban kicks in. So the Gemara says, "The Dibrei Omer Pshita." Well, okay, if he's talking within his Shita, well, that's obvious. Right? You don't have to tell me that. So the Gemara says, "No, really, Shtayim Bayom Backers Bayla That's Tzrichale." Really, Rabbi Yochanan had to teach me that when Zav had the two re'iyos, the two emissions at night, and one during the day, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell you that even though, again, he becomes a Zav Gadol, so that still, excuse me, still that you're going to have to bring two korbanos. One korban, what did I say? Two korban. He's only going to have to bring one korban. That it's one continuous Zav. Because you might have thought to say that Kafta, the Rav Sheshes, Berei, the Rav Idi. You might have thought to say, according to the Kasha, Rav Shish, Berei, the Rav Idi, Kamash Palanka, Rav Yosef. Therefore, Rav Yochanan is saying he holds like Rav Yosef. Now, what in the world is going on over here? So, this is a Gemara in, I assume it's in Croesus. Okay. So, basically, the halakha is like this. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Zav who has just one emission is nothing. It's just a Balkari. Meaning that even though when you have a Zav, the whole concept of being a Zav is you combine different re'iyos, different emissions. Right? The first one, when he's only got one, so then he's not a Zav yet, right? He's only a Balkari, just again, someone who has a normal emission, goes to the mikvah, right, and it becomes Tahor. When he hits the second emission, right, so then we combine the first two, right, and then due to the fact that he has two emissions, that makes him a Zav. So what's the scenario where Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said, in the case where you have the second and third emission during the day, so then he combines with the first emission that happened at night, right, meaning therefore he's only a Zav when it kicks in during the day, right, that's how Rabbi Yosef explains Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, meaning that the Tumah, either Zav, the status of Zav only hits during the daytime, right, and after the Chiyuv Korban kicked in, and therefore he's going to have two Korbanos to bring. Right? Rav Shisha, Rav Ravidi, doesn't like that. He says that no, only, meaning he asks, right, I'm just reading Rashi at the end of Rashi over here, if I'm kind of trying to paraphrase Rashi, Ma'od Tema. That, one second. Right, Rashi Zaravidi says that no, that you only combine emissions when it's a straightforward case of Zov. But here, when you're telling me that one emission happened during a previous Tumah, and the second emission happened during a subsequent status, meaning a subsequent time period of Tumah, i.e. after the daytime on the eighth day, so then you wouldn't necessarily combine them. And you would not necessarily get an extra chiyuv korban. Okay, that's a bit complicated and definitely requires chazara. But let's go right there. Ava regel v'lo chag eno chayv b'achriyus. So again, the Mishnah said that if the chag passed and you didn't bring the korban chagiga, so then you blew it. You can no longer bring it. V'al ze nemar, this again the pasuk says mufas lo yochol litzkon v'chisaron. So Amar Li Bar Hehe Lehillel. Bar Hehe said to Hillel, "Hi Lehimanos. Why does it say Lehimanos? Right, that something that's missing cannot be counted. Right, Lehimalos mi Barle should have said you cannot make up, you cannot fill up. Right, something that is missing, not to be counted. So it's a weird lashon. So Ella Zeshem Nuhu Chaver of the Dvar Mitzvah." Right, v'hulo nimna imayim. Right, he said, really, what the pasuk is talking about is that when people said, "Hey, come and do this mitzvah with us," but he didn't want to go, and that's what it's talking about. Tanya mehachi also on the rabbis that move us lo yuchal takin or litkon something that's crooked, that's bent, can't be straightened. Zesh shabital kriyas mashal shachris, right? Oh, kriyas mashal arvis, right? Someone who didn't daven shachris or ma'ariv, right? Oh, shabital tefilas shachris, a tefilas arvis, right? Okay, didn't say shmones, right? Or kriyas ma, right? Because v'chisaron lo yuchal limanos, zesh shininu chaver of the dvar mitzvah v'hu v'limna imayim. And that's the second part of the pasuk is talking about, like we just said, right? If someone invites them to do a mitzvah and he decides not to go, amalei barhei lehilo, mind the clear. What does it mean when the pasuk says v'shavtem or yisem bein tzadik l'rasha bein oved elukim l'asher lo avado? You're going to come back and you're going to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and an oved Hashem and a non-oved Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Hainu tzaddik, hainu oved elokim, hainu rasha, hainu lo asher lo avada." What's the difference between a tzaddik and an oved Hashem, and a rasha and a non-oved Hashem? So Amar Lei, so Hill said back to him, "Avdo v'lo avdo tarvayu tzaddik gemiri." No, someone who's an eved Hashem, someone who's not an eved Hashem, those are actually complete tzaddikim. But what are we talking about? Right, famous Gemara. There's no comparison. You can't compare a person who chazers his Gemara 100 times, or is learning 100 times, and versus someone who chazers 101 times. Amar Lei, he said back to him, "Mishum chad zimna kari leilo avado." Meaning, if the guy doesn't, again, that's really harsh. He said to him, "Are you serious? Like, if someone learns 100 times, someone else learns 101 times, the first guy is called someone who's not an Eved Hashem. The second guy's an Eved Hashem, the 101 times. The first guy's not an Eved Hashem. 100 times, a lot of times, the chaz or something." So Amar Lei Hillel said back to him, "Yeah. Teilamad, Mishuk Shel Chamarim, Asar Parsei Bezuza, Chadasar Parsei Betrei Zuze." That you can see that, just for example, the Havdil, Aleph Alfei Avdolos, I go to the market, ask for a journey for 10 parsa, that's the standard going rate, you get 1 zuz. If you want to go one more parsa, though, to do 11 parsas, so then that's 2 zuz, right? That's already double the price, because that's, I don't know, more than the going rate, more than the daily rate, right? Yeah, he's going to charge you that much. So you see that one extra parsa, right, is very, very, you know, is very relevant. It's not the only thing you can buy with trays, usually. Right? Chagad yah, chagad yah. Amar Lei Eliyahu LeBarhei, Amar Lei La Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliyahu said to Barhei, or Rabbi Elazar, "Ma'ariv Chti," what does it mean when the pasuk says, "Neitzer Avticha v'lo v'kesev v'charticha v'chur oni"? So Malam Shechazu Kosh Baruch Hu, "Al kol midos tovos liten Yisrael v'lo matzah ela anios." That Kosh Baruch Hu looked for all the good midos tovos, all the good midos to give to Am Yisrael to make sure that they're matzliach, so they get close to him, and the best thing he found was poverty. Lovely. So Amar Shmuel v'yitemer Rav Yosef, "Hainu damar inshi," this is what people say, "Yehei aniyusa liyudai, ki barza sumka lesusya chavira." That people, this is like what people say, that poorness, that poverty is to the Jews like a red strap on a white horse. Meaning, just like you can tell the whiteness of the horse by the contrast of the red strap, so too you can get the Jews to be white, as in white from sin, right? Purified when Rachmana Litzlan, they are poor. Poor person, obviously, much more dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and is able, I guess, to daven and do the perhaps do the mitzvahs, right, but at least certainly to daven as best they can when the people are desperate. Okay, lo aleinu, but we should all be able to be zocha to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having to be poor. And we'll go weiter in the Helgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.